Blackstone Audio presents A Butterfly in Flame by Nicholas Kilmer. For Reg Norris. Chapter 1. "Fred, here's the situation," Clay said. "As of 2 days ago, one of the instructors went missing. His disappearance would not be an issue except for the fact one of his students is missing also," Parker Stilton added. The three men in the Clayton Reed's front parlor were seated, holding cut-glass sherry glasses. Parker Stilton was familiar, a man rendered bulky by good fortune. The other... "Forgive me," Clay said. "Because the occasion hints at the Homeric, I have begun in medias res. May I present Fred Taylor?" "Parker Stilton, I believe you know," Clay continued, as the familiar one inclined his head. "Mr. Abraham Baum," Clay gestured to the other man, who, as he stood to hold up his right hand, corrected, "Abe." His hand was large, red, hairy, friendly, moist. "Fred," Fred confirmed. "Fill me in." Abe Baum sat again, lowering himself with a careful discomfort, calibrated to acknowledge the delicacy of the Queen Anne chair Clay had put him in. When he picked up the sherry glass again from the side table, where he'd placed it in order to execute this maneuver, he and the glass looked as if they had come from opposite planets. Both of Clay's visitors were dressed, like Clay, for Boston, gray suit, white shirt, and tie. Stilton and Baum were patently bedecked by Brooks Brothers. Clayton's version of exactly the same outfit came from a place where you are out of luck unless they know you.